Well, former United Nations rapporteur on Venezuela, Alfred de Zaya, says the U.S. sanctions on Venezuela are hurting the country's economy and killing people there.
Sanctions kill. They fall most heavily on the poorest people in society, demonstrably cause death through food and medicine shortages, lead to violations of human rights, and are aimed at coercing economic change in a sister democracy.
De Zayas is also a former secretary of the UN Human Rights Council. He made the comments in an interview with British online newspaper The Independent. De Zayas said the U.S. sanctions against Venezuela are illegal and could amount to crimes against humanity under international law. In his interview, he also criticized the UN for ignoring a report that he presented last September following his mission to Venezuela as the first UN rapporteur. De Zayas believes that his report has been ignored because it goes against the popular narrative that Venezuela needs regime change.
When I come and I say the emigration is partly attributable to the economic war waged against Venezuela and is partly attributable to the sanctions, people don't like to hear that. They just want the simple narrative that socialism failed, and it failed the Venezuelan people.
In his report, De Zayas expressed concern about the use of the human rights issue to discredit the Venezuelan government and justify regime change. He told Independent that the key solution to the country's crisis is dialogue and mediation. He added that only the people of Venezuela have the right to decide about their country's affairs. Joining us now on Press TV's News Review's philosopher and political analyst, Andrei Volchek, who's with us from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Mr. Volchek, welcome to the program. Let's start off with the comments coming from the former United Nations rapporteur on Venezuela, Mr. Alfred de Zayas. He says that the U.S. sanctions on Venezuela are turning out to be lethal, as apart from only hurting the country's economy, they're killing people in Venezuela as well.
That's absolutely correct. And we saw the similar situation already in Iraq. We saw similar situation when the sanctions began destroying lives in Iran and in many other places. So basically, it's part of the U.S. warfare against Venezuela. It's not a combat with arms, but it's a combat against the poor people who are denied food, medicine, and other basics. But it's not only United States. It's United States in connection with the elites of Venezuela. These people are doing everything possible to deprive Venezuelan citizens of basics, even things like toilet paper, which in many places became a deficit. And they do it on purpose. They want to discredit the government of President Maduro. They did the same to President Chavez. And the reason is very simple. So people will get fed up and they would go with the opposition. But Venezuelan people are actually very brave, the same as Cuban people, and they are resisting this kind of aggression, and they will hopefully resist until the final victory.
Also, De Zayas expressed concern about the issue of using human rights to discredit the Venezuelan government and justify regime change. As you mentioned a few countries earlier, that seems to be the weapon of choice for the United States and its allies.
Of course. What human rights? What human rights are we talking about? The West is bombing half of the world. It's overthrowing governments, even in Latin America. I mean, supporting coups like the recent coup in Brazil, supported coup in Honduras, basically supported coup in Paraguay. So what human rights are, abuses are we talking about? Venezuela has the freest press in the world. And basically, the criticism that President Chavez and then President Maduro allowed the mass media companies to unleash against the government would be unacceptable in places like United Kingdom. For instance, the defamation law that UK has would put all these people already to prison. But in Venezuela, actually, the media outlets are mainly in the hands of the right-wing oligarchs, and they are critical since the revolution, since the beginning of Bolivarian revolution, they are critical of the government, and these outlets are openly functioning. And also the terror that is unleashed against the government and against the people of Venezuela by the right-wing opposition is still being relatively tolerated. Look what is happening in Paris. I mean, it's there they are clashing, you know, they are arresting people, they are using rubber bullets, they are using water cannons. In Venezuela, this happens only when the so-called opposition is beginning to use arms.
And also, Desaias pointed out something interesting in his interview. He said that last September, he presented a report on the situation in Venezuela. Why was that ignored by the United Nations?
Desaias is a very brave man, and what he did actually now talking about all this is very important for Venezuela and for the entire world. As for the United Nations and for the mass media, it's obvious. United Nations consists of the people, of the member nations. The funding comes mainly still from the Western countries, and they are blocking United Nations from you know, they're blocking people inside of the United Nations who are honest and who are actually working for the peace and for the interests of the member states. They want United Nations to be totally kidnapped. They want the United Nations to become a mouthpiece of the of Europe and North America. And these people, like him, like a rapporteur, are actually still functioning and based on the old-fashioned and beautiful ideas under which the United Nations was created.
Philosopher, political analyst Andrei Volchev joining us from the Egyptian capital, Cairo.